straight ahead on WMAL, 6 o'clock in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Financial Engines. A difficult commuter problem this morning in Northern Virginia. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Jamie, where's the trouble spot?
It's on Route 28, Virginia commuters. And unfortunately, Loudoun County Police now saying this could take several hours. So we need to plan for this for the morning travel. Northbound 28 shut down at the toll road. Had an overnight fatal crash. So they're doing an investigation. A lot to see. I'll let you know about the traffic and the volume, what to do when you get to the scene there. Also, Red Line, we're having troubles for the morning commute as well. More in the traffic report.
President Trump's new national security advisor is ready to get to work today. Mr. Trump has named Army Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster.
McMaster is decorated and also described as outspoken. His most recent role was director of the Army Capabilities Integration Center. He has served in Germany and Iraq. He also holds a Ph.D. in history from the University of North Carolina. And the post does not require Senate confirmation, so McMaster can get started right away.
Correspondent Karen Kafa. The Trump administration is getting ready to announce a revamp refugee and visa ban that it says will be easier to defend in court.
Their current order has been blocked from implementation by the court, so they're going to try to address a couple things. Some things we expect to stay the same. For instance, we expect it will still deal with those seven majority Muslim countries. Those same seven countries are likely to be affected.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. And as the White House prepares to issue that second travel ban, Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe wants some answers.
So my concern is, and I wrote to General Kent Kelly, who I have tremendous respect, four-star general in the Marine Corps. I have a son in the Marines. We love the Marine Corps. But I do want to know, as governor, what is the standard we are now using to stop individuals without any due process? Why are they stopping individuals?
McAuliffe is asking for a briefing by the Department of Homeland Security after ICE agents arrested at least two men near a church shelter in Fairfax County recently. Governor McAuliffe has again vetoed the so-called Tebow bill that would let homeschooled kids take part in public high school sports. The governor vetoed a similar bill last year, saying it would create an uneven playing field. The bill was named for former NFL quarterback Tim Tebow, who was homeschooled but who was also allowed to play football for his local high school. McAuliffe also yesterday rejected a bill allowing people to carry concealed switchblades. Milo Yiannopoulos will not be speaking at this week's Conservative Political Action Conference. The man behind the decision to disinvite him tells why.
American Conservative Union Chair Matt Schlapp says Milo Yiannopoulos approached them about speaking at CPAC.
We think controversy should be highlighted and appropriate with the appropriate tone discussed.
But when a video came out that Schlapp says condoned pedophilia, he tells the Larry O'Connor Show Milo's invite was rescinded.
If he can accurately push back on those comments and make the case that he was misquoted, he doesn't believe those things, I think that would be very good for him to do.
And if he did and made that case, do you think that there's still room for him to be included in the event?
There's not room this year.
Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Republicans in the Virginia House are lining up behind their next speaker. Published reports say that tomorrow, Republicans will gather behind closed doors in Richmond to officially designate Kirk Cox as the next House Speaker. The current Speaker, veteran Bill Howell, announced yesterday he will not be seeking re-election this fall after 30 years in the General Assembly. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 20,624, the Nasdaq at 5839. Sports upset in college basketball as Miami hands 18th-ranked Virginia its fourth straight defeat. Howard loses, and Ohio State ends the Maryland women's 14-game winning streak. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Another exciting excursion into broadcast excellence.
Rush Limbaugh.
I do this program for one group of people only, and that's you.
Weekdays noon till 3.
Just an enjoyable experience.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
When it comes to guiding you to and through a successful retirement, at Financial Engines, what we don't do is almost as important as what we do. We don't work on commission. We don't judge. We don't tell you what we think you want to hear. And at Financial Engines, we don't use confusing financial speak or take a one-size-fits-all approach to financial planning. So what do? We start with your goals, your dreams, and your fears, and we help create your personalized path to the retirement you deserve. And now that the Mutual Fund Store and Financial Engines have joined forces, we have even more resources than ever to help you achieve your goals. Right now, for a limited time, get a free free portfolio review by an experienced local advisor when you visit financialengines.com or call today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
Great deals this Saturday and Sunday at Atlantic Guns Ruger Day sale. See AtlanticGuns.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, north on 28, closed at the toll road. And it's been this way for hours, and Loudoun County police say it will remain this way for hours. A fatal overnight crash, and they're doing an investigation. So northbound 28, if you head north from, say, 50 out of Chantilly, you need to expect this is going to take you a while to get through. Plan your alternates. Centerville Road, Fairfax County Parkway works for you as well. When you get to the scene of the crash, a lot to check out. Northbound 28 closed at the toll road. You're forced to go eastbound, inbound on the toll road. You cannot continue on 28 up in Fort Sterling. If you're on Centerville Road, you can continue past the toll road and use 606 to get you toward your destination. That would work. So plan in advance. No problems, Virginia, on 95. The volume, Stafford, Aquia, Dale City, toward the Occoquan. We do have problems on the Maryland-Montgomery side of the Beltway, outer loop before Connecticut Avenue. Still have the right lane blocked with this incident that involved a tanker truck. Delays coming off of I-95 and a solid lineup through that stretch. And for Metrorail, they're single tracking on the red line trains due to an overnight incident. That was the work truck that was working on the red line. It became derailed. So red line single tracking between NoMa and Judiciary Square. Update brought to you by Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Learn how an insurance-covered comfortable knee or back brace can reduce your pain. Call 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Taking it down today, but still a few degrees above normal. By about 10 degrees will be above normal this afternoon. Quite a bit of overcast around. We'll do about 58 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 43 in Alexandria, 34 in Bowie, 43 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. The Trump team prepares to roll out the new travel ban. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up 7:05 this morning, legal analyst Joe DeGeneva. At 7:35, he has done a documentary about refugees and how it has impacted Sweden. The president has noted it. His name is Ami Horowitz. He will join us at 7:35. 8:05, City Administrator Rashad Young. How much money does the district stand to lose in the way of federal funding if it continues to be a sanctuary city? We'll talk about that. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson, and big announcement, pay close, rapt attention. Today we are announcing that Mary Walter is my new co-host here on Mornings on the Mall. Congratulations, Mary. We're so glad to have you on board.
Thank you so much, and thank you to Heather for bringing donuts, which have been opened.
Yes.
And cupcakes.
It's a very special day, and don't expect it ever again.
Oh.
But again, welcome to you, Mary.
Thank
very
you.
Glad to have you.
Yeah, don't call the Pope, though, during dinner.
No.
No, do not call the Pope during dinner.
Does the Pope even have a phone? I don't know.
I would assume he has a phone, but it's probably red and designer. Calling during dinner. Do you take phone calls during dinner? I know you have a child, you have a daughter. Mm-hmm. Do you allow the cell phone at the dinner table?
It's sort of a hard
you indulge.
Fast rule.
Don't even look at me. Just the look you gave me.
Well, I'll explain. But go ahead and ask
All right.
the question. And set it up there.
Yeah. Well, do you allow the cell phones at the dinner table? 888-630-9625. The Pope says that texting at the dinner table could lead to war. Now, he doesn't mean real war. He means war in a family because of lack of communication. He said, when we're at the table, when we are speaking to others on our telephones, it's the start of war because there is no dialogue. And he also kind of went after today's youth for their lack of manners. Yes.
Well,
he said we need to lower the tone a bit to speak less and listen more. And he said the dialogue brings hearts closer together and is a medicine against violence. So in other words, put down the phone at the dinner table and actually have a conversation with your other family members.
All right. Now, What about you? What do you do at your house?
Oh, well, no, we don't have the cell phone. I mean, neither one of us do. But when I was a kid growing up, no TV. There was no TV
at the
allowed.
Dinner table, right.
No TV. The TV was not on in the house when we had dinner. And if the phone rang, you were not allowed to get up and answer.
See,
it.
Now it was slightly different for me and when I was growing up. In that, if the old landline, the old wall phone, if it rang, my dad was a businessman and had crews in the oil field, and he needed to be able to take those calls. So occasionally, but if it was for me or for my sister,
you would call him back.
We'd say,
right?
"We'll call you back," and we always had to answer it. Wilson residence.
Yeah.
This is Brian. Can I help you? You had to do that, and that's my parents were very adamant about that. But getting back to the cell phone, you say, you know, you should have a good conversation over dinner.
Right.
And that it's more important to do that. Okay, I wouldn't say that cell phones are banned at my table, but just, you know, thumbing through your messages, that's not allowed. However, if in the course of a conversation, you're talking about something and you say, well, I wonder why that is, or I wonder what the answer to this question is. And I would always say, you know who would have the answer to that? And my daughter would say, well, I say, Google.
Mm-hmm.
So let's find out. And so we then pick up the phone and look for the answer.
Okay.
So, but it's part of the conversation.
Okay. All right.
And it's part of making sure that when I tell her something, it's accurate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to just shoot from the hip.
Right.
I think my parents made a lot of stuff up.
Well, that's parenting 101.
I would ask questions of my parents, and they just made it up. I want to give my kid the correct answer. So, yes, the cell phones are allowed at the table, but only if it helps to foster the conversation that we're having.
My dad used to sit there and quiz us. Like, we'd have to, well, first of all, we all talk about what we did in school, but he would look at one of us and ask us to name the 21 counties in New Jersey in alphabetical order. Like, and you had to name the counties in alphabetical order, or something along those lines. It was always it was always some kind of learning experience, or some kind of, you know, discussing what happened during your day. What did you do at school?
Right.
That kind of thing. It was always that.
Is it the source of a potential war in your house? Is the Pope right?
I think he's
should
right.
We ban the cell phones
yes.
at the dinner table?
Yes.
888-630-9625. 1-888-630-W. Honestly. What is the policy at your home?
Mm-hmm.
You can tell us. It's okay. We're your friends. To Russ in Centerville, you're on with Brian and Mary Walter this morning. Hello, Russ.
Hey, good morning, folks. Yeah, my wife, it started out with Facebook, and I'm glad you brought this story up, because I was thinking about this morning as you're talking, and she allows me to use the phone. We're at the empty nester. She allows me to use the phone at the dinner table, but I can tell it's an interruption because I'm not paying attention to her, and I get it. So I'm probably going to, again, she allows it, and I say that in all seriousness, but I have to self-discipline and say, okay, you know, let's put this to the side. The conversation with her is more important than whatever stupid thing I'm doing on the phone, and maybe I'm going to set it off to the side. I had to get off of Facebook because, I mean, she really got on me about Facebook because I spent my life in Facebook, and it was terrible. So I'd say no phones at the dinner table. Now, in your case, Brian, yeah, great idea. You know, hey, you got to go to Google, but put the phone on another table, and then you'll probably not, jump to the phone as quickly.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I do think it can be a horrible distraction, and it's the height of rudeness when
it
you're
is.
Out with somebody and they're looking at their cell phones, checking their messages, responding to things. I understand that in a business environment, sometimes we are on 24 hours a day, really. You know, everybody has that where, okay, I'm away from work, but I still have this work thing I have to attend to.
Yes,
but I mean, really, couldn't that wait 10 minutes while you eat a meal?
Well, that's the thing. It can wait 30 minutes. And I think it's important, and more so now than ever, to have this carve out a family time where you actually speak to each other and there are no phones present. I really think that's important. If you want to look something up, look it up later. But right now, we're going to have a conversation about not stuff we have to look up, but about our lives, about what you did at school today, what's going on in your life, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't do it every time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying it happens every time we sit down. It's just that if we're having an interesting conversation, but it raises a question
that
I don't really know the answer to, and she doesn't know the answer to, or we have a difference of opinion about it, we settle it as part of the conversation by looking it up.
You go upstairs.
I don't see any problem with that.
You go upstairs, you get the Encyclopedia Britannica,
yeah.
and you look it up. That's what we used to have to do. You go get the encyclopedia.
All right, so is the Pope right? And what is your policy at your house? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. The Pope says it's the start of a war when you and within the family if you're using the cell phone at the table. What is your policy? 888-630-9625. Right now, 6:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In the Witten household, no phones at the table.
All right.
At all. Here we go around the Beltway. Boy, we have a couple problems this morning, so everybody get ready if you use the top side of the Beltway. You can think about some alternates, too. They're still dealing with the accident cleanup on the Beltway before Connecticut Avenue. This is on the outer loop, heading from College Park to 270. So delays not only coming off of 95, but just slightly before you even get to 95 on the Beltway as well. South of 410 East-West Highway always works as an alternate. Right now, it's working without much delay, but that can start to stack up. Also, north of the Beltway, Randolph Road, that works too. On the inner loop side, through Bethesda and over to College Park, all of your travel lanes are open. Serious crash from overnight. A lot of activity at the scene in Loudoun County. The north on 28 still closed at the toll road. And police at the scene tell me they expect it to be for hours closed with this fatal investigation. Northbound 28 cannot continue past the toll road. You're forced to go eastbound, inbound on the Dulles Toll Road. Southbound 28, your travel lanes are open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The forecast is pretty amazing. Cloudy today, 58. Tonight, they say, could be some dense fog, so be weather aware of that. 46 degrees for an overnight low. And tomorrow, again, early in the morning, could be some really dense fog. They're just giving you a heads up on that. High will be ultimately those 67. And then the amazing weather arrives. On Thursday, in the low 70s. And Friday, in the mid 70s. And the weekend, let's look at the peak ahead. Yeah, doesn't look too bad. Currently in the nation's capital, 45 degrees. It's 617 on WMAL.
Looking for a local CPA firm with a proven track record to prepare your taxes? Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors have over 70 years of experience in tax preparation. 301-924-2160. 301-924-2160. Online at estwa.com.
The Pope, you know, when he sits down at the table, apparently is very quiet and very thoughtful, and no phones.
Of course.
He says no cell phones.
Right. And he does not lie.
Yeah, he doesn't make stuff up.
No.
No, he doesn't. So, you know, the whole idea here is the Pope says, if you're using the cell phone at the table, you're going to put me to sleep with this, Mike. He says, you're starting a war within the family. That the cell phones need to go away. They need to be put away. And so I want to know, what is your policy?
Yeah.
888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
Let's go talk to Penny and Burke. Penny, welcome. You're on Mornings on the Mall. How are you this morning?
Oh, very good. And congratulations, Mary and Brian. This is really fantastic.
Yeah, thank you, Penny.
Well, I wanted to comment that when my husband and I go out for breakfast on a Saturday morning, he brings his iPad. And he is looking at news stories. So for us, it's very much like he's reading the morning paper.
Yeah, but you know what? I think the morning paper was, in its day, what the cell phone is.
I agree.
Today. I mean, you used to sit and read the paper. Dad wasn't engaged when he's sitting there reading the paper at the breakfast table, was he?
Well, but I am equally engaged with him, so it works for us.
So y'all are both disengaged equally.
Well, I am engaged in him telling me what the stories are.
So it's fostering a conversation about what's going on in the world.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
I get what you're saying. I get what Penny's saying. Penny, thank you so much.
But
for joining us.
What about, are there kids at the table?
No.
Your kids are gone, right, Penny?
No.
Oh.
Jerry and I go out in a quiet setting on an early Saturday morning while our youngest is still here at the house.
So I got you.
She's able to be by herself, but it's a little bit of
a tradition
to start an early day. Yeah.
I got you. Okay.
But at the dinner table, no cell phones with your daughter?
That becomes, no cell phones, and sometimes the iPad becomes an issue at dinner. So under those circumstances, it's a little bit different. But for early morning, early Saturday morning. It's like the morning newspaper.
Okay. All right. Penny, thank you so much for joining us. I just don't like the idea. Like, if my husband took out an iPad at dinner, there would be a war. Yeah. Seriously? Like, you can't talk to me? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Because he's working all day. You know, I'm working all day now, and I don't...
Whatever happened...
Why can't we have a discussion? People are losing the art of conversation.
And I think you're right about that. I do, too. And I'll tell you, you know, at the dinner table when I was growing up was a place where everybody came in and talked about the events of their day.
Yes, exactly.
And what happened, and what's going on in the world. And you know, this was the time where the family all came together, and actually, for just a few minutes each day, at dinner, especially at dinner, it seemed, we would interact with each other and sort of check in with one another. And we knew what was going on in each other's lives because we talked about it over dinner.
Right.
And that is, I'm with the Pope on this. I think, you know, by and large, you know, I think the way we use it is helpful in a conversation. It's usually just me and my daughter. So it's not like I'm checking in with a table of six.
Right.
But I mean, I think that's fine. But I really do believe we're losing that moment.
Yes, I agree.
You know, there was only one real big rule in my house. 6 o'clock, you be at the dinner table.
Mm-hmm.
If you weren't working your part-time job, you better be at the dinner table at 6 o'clock. That was it.
Right.
Absolutely. No matter what you were doing, where you were, you better be home at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, no, and I think that we are really losing the art of conversation. I look at my nieces. We'll go to the beach, and they'll all be there, you know, for one of their birthdays or something. And all the girls are sitting there, all her friends, they're all sitting there, and they're all on their phones. Mm. No one is talking to anyone.
I know.
They're Snapchatting, they're texting each other, but they are not speaking to each other. And this is why, you know, when I hear these stories about, you know, parents whose kids gone off the deep end and they wind up having to raid the house and they find an arsenal in the kid's bedroom and the parents didn't know.
Yeah.
Like, how did you not?
Maybe if you were sitting down having a conversation at dinner, you would know.
You might have figured out Johnny was troubled.
Yeah.
but we joke about it, but I think it's really true. Like, we didn't do anything that our parents didn't know about.
That's right.
And we got away with nothing because they knew everything.
And that's because you were at the dinner table every day talking about your life. That's right.
And they knew they could tell, even though you weren't telling them, you were building a small army in your bedroom. They could tell.
I'm with the Pope, 622.
Chris Plant here. You've heard me rave about my dentist, Dr. Wayne Miles of Smiles by Miles. And now, due to your overwhelming response, he's extended this special offer. For the first 25 callers, Dr. Miles is offering a free exam and free x-rays so you can get your mouth back in great health. That's right, absolutely free. Find out what outstanding dental care is like and make up for years of dental neglect. All your dental problems can be fixed in just one or two visits, while you relax through it all with sedation. You sleep through the appointment with virtually no memory of it. Your health begins with a healthy mouth, so start the new year by avoiding emergencies, pain, and infection, and commit to looking and feeling great again. Call now for a free exam and free x-rays, regularly $375, and get your health back. You deserve it. Call Dr. Miles at 703-925-0800 or find him at smilesbymiles.com. That's MYLES.com.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's 10 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 150 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed. And you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offerings 3/31/17. Restrictions apply. Limited one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Compares Comcast 150 megabits per second and 15 megabits per second DSL downloads.
This month only at Fitzgerald Subaru in Rockville. Get as low as 0% APR financing on the new 2016 Impreza or all new 2017 Outback, Legacy, and Forester. faster. Hurry into Fitzgerald Subaru in Rockville or visit FitzmallSubaru.com today.
The Fitz way. There's just no better way to go.
On approved credit through SMF, based on Tier 1 credit approval through Subaru Motor Finance. Not all buyers will qualify. Terms may vary by model. See dealer for details. Ends 2/28/2017.
It is 6:25 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66, and they're sitting in some of these delays here, trying to push through Manassas towards Centerville. The crash now on the shoulder, though, as you pass Business 234, but a little bit to check out. Not cleared, and it looks like it won't be for a while. So Virginia, north on 28 as you come out of Chantilly towards Sterling. Need to plan for this. It is shut down northbound at the toll road. You're forced to go in on the toll road, or you can go west. It's the airport lanes that take you westbound in that stretch. Southbound 28 at the toll road, your travel lanes are open. Investigation, again, continues with that northbound big delay. On the Beltway, Maryland, outer loop before Connecticut Avenue. Still have the right lane of four blocked with the crash. Delays before you get to 95 College Park and south on 95 out of Calverton. Really starting to see that stop and go. Getting in through town, we're okay inside the Beltway on 50 and the BW Parkway as far as incidents. It's the volume on the increase. Update is brought to you by Mattress Firm. Mattress Firm is collecting donations to help local foster kids pay for extracurricular activities. Bring your donation to participating Mattress Firms or donate online at mattressfirmfosterkids.org. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Taking it down today, but still a few degrees above normal. By about 10 degrees will be above normal this afternoon. Quite a bit of overcast around. We'll do about 58 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 6:26 on WMAL. Wilson and Walter in the house today. And by the way, we have a new national security advisor to the president. And this is, I like this guy from what I know of him. Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster will serve as the national security advisor, filling the void that occurred when Michael Flynn was asked to resign. He is a buttoned-up soldier, let me tell you. The head of the Army Capabilities Integration Center. He will become in charge of the National Security Council. Retired Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg, who had been the acting national security advisor, stays on and returns to his role as chief of staff.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently the president said that McMaster has the full authority to hire whatever staff he needs to make the national security apparatus work the way it should. By the way, he's going to remain active duty. And this is sort of an interesting thing. Yeah,
oh, okay.
It's not unheard of. It's Brent Scowcroft was General Brent Scowcroft. Served Gerald Ford as his national security advisor. Colin Powell remained active military duty.
I didn't know that.
When he served as national security advisor to Ronald Reagan. So that's all. It's all happening, and he's in the. He was given the job yesterday after a weekend of interviews. It's not required that there be Senate confirmation, so he immediately starts work.
Interesting, yet he's given the authority to hire anyone he wants, but isn't one of the reasons Harwood didn't take it because he wasn't given the authority?
Well, apparently not complete authority. That's right.
Okay.
It is now 6:28 on WMAL.
EMP stands for Empower, by the way, and EMP 180 has helped me lose about 20 pounds, and that's pretty life-changing for me. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and this week's weigh-in shown that I gained a pound, but it's okay because it was a pound of muscle. If I was doing this on my own and didn't know better, I'd be thinking, oh, shoot, what's going on? Over time, the fat melts off like butter, but you'll have weeks where you're actually growing muscle. You naturally gain muscle eating the right amount of protein and healthy foods, and once I hit my goal, my body will go into cruise control, no longer in fat storage, and my natural metabolism will kick in. Losing weight each week, it's fun to feel the transformation. It's fun to hit goals. So if you have 20, 30, or 100 or more pounds to lose, don't wait. Enjoy the journey of transformation. Down over 20 pounds and loving EMP 180 Weight Loss. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com or call 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Coming up in just a moment, apparently racist material is being taught in almost every school in the country right now. What is it? You'll have to hang around to find out. It's all coming up after the news, 6:30.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Thousands of Northern Virginia commuters are having a difficult time of it this morning. Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. What is the big problem?
Well, Virginia, it's north on 28 as you come up to the toll road. Terrible crash from overnight, and they're doing an investigation. What they're doing with traffic, they're detouring traffic off of 28 onto the toll road. We have big delays, and according to Loudoun County, it's going to be like this for several hours. I'll have more on the traffic and more of what's happening on Metro Rail's Red Line. An overnight work train derails coming up in the traffic report.
President Trump has his new national security advisor.
He's a man of tremendous talent and tremendous experience.
President Donald Trump unveiling Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster as his new national security advisor.
He is highly respected by everybody in the military, and we're very honored to have him.
McMaster is a decorated Army soldier, a veteran of the first Gulf War, Iraq, and Afghanistan, and a widely respected military strategist.
I'd just like to say what a privilege it is to be able to continue serving our nation.
Correspondent Joe Johns reporting. Looks like the Tebow bill in Virginia is dead again this year. Governor Terry McAuliffe has vetoed it, same as it did last year, saying it would create an uneven playing field. The legislation would have allowed homeschool kids to participate in public high school sports. A longtime Virginia state delegate is in line to become the next Speaker of the House in Richmond. Published reports say House Republicans will caucus tomorrow to name Kirk Cox the next Speaker after the impending retirement of Bill Howell. He announced yesterday he won't be seeking re-election after 30 years in the House of Delegates. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,624, the NASDAQ at 5839. Sports: Virginia's losing streak reaches 4 with a loss to Miami. Howard loses, and the Maryland women lose at Ohio State. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average has hit 20,000. Does that make you excited or worried? Hi, Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show, right here every weekend. 20K on the Dow has gotten lots of media attention, but it's pretty irrelevant to you and your financial goals. The stock market does its thing, and no matter what it does, you still have to get kids and grandkids through college, prepare for your own retirement, and care for aging parents. So you should be focusing on your goals, and that's why you should call us at Edelman Financial Services. For 30 years, we've provided straightforward, common sense financial and investment advice to people just like you. Let us help you achieve your goals. We have 6 offices in the Maryland suburbs and Northern Virginia, and an Edelman Financial Planner is ready to help you. Call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
There's a saying, this ain't my first rodeo, meaning you've been down this road before. It's familiar territory. We're starting that time of the year now where we've got cold mornings and furnaces have been running. And back when you first turned it on, you smelled that burning smell. You know the one I mean. The one that tells you, uh-oh, I should have called Snell Heating and Air for a furnace tune-up. Because you've heard me say that before. About what that smell means, that there was dust on the heat exchanger. But hey, look, I'm not here to judge. There's still time for one of my stand-up guys from Snell to stop in for your annual furnace checkup. We'll get it up to speed for that long season ahead and lick those little furnace problems before they become big expensive ones. And once it's tuned up, you can relax about safety risks, utility bills, and the price. Because a furnace tune-up from Snell is only $79. Now there's an idea we can all get behind.
Call on the stand-up guys at Snell Heating and Air Conditioning. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use the CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
This is you, covered in toner because your printer or copier's busted. And this is you carefree because you upgraded with Carefree Office Technology, a veteran-owned small business. Call 703-385-1700. Visit carefreeoffice.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Montgomery County Beltway heading from College Park and over to 270. Yes, we have our normal delays compacted with a crash that blocks the right lane of 4 on the outer loop before you get to Connecticut Avenue. So it's a solid lineup. We're just inching along south on 95. Your delays south of the ICC and the Beltway delays beginning before you get to I-95. Almost back to Route 1 College Park, so plan accordingly. South of, a lot of commuters will take that alternate route of 410 East-West Highway. For now, it's moving along, not too bunched up. North of Randolph Road, an option as well. Again, on that beltway before Connecticut Avenue, still lose the right lane. Interloop side, you're fine, coming off of 270 and through Bethesda. 270, just the volume with us this morning. Rock Creek Parkway, we have 15 more minutes until all lanes are going in the southbound direction. And right now, we have a truck, overheight truck northbound side of the Rock Creek Parkway. It's under the K Street overpass and blocks a lane. So that gets cleared out here very quickly. On 66 eastbound, Manassas crash to the shoulder out of Chantilly to Sterling. It is a tough morning. Accident investigation ongoing. Northbound 28 closed at the toll road. You're forced to exit onto the eastbound side of the toll road. If you need to get to the airport, you are able to get into those airport lanes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures will come down a bit today, but still staying about 10 degrees above normal. We'll get warmer again tomorrow and again on Thursday. Considerably cloudy, 58 this afternoon. Some fog later tonight, 46. Fog tomorrow morning, then partly cloudy, 67. Could crack 70 by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 35 in Stafford, 37 in Kensington, 42 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Carefree Technology. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 637 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Good morning. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall. And we got a great show lined up for you at 7:05. Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst, will join us. Ami Horowitz, documentary filmmaker, at 7:35. We'll talk to D.C. City Administrator Rashad Young about how much money the district stands to lose if it maintains its sanctuary city policies. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson, and we have an announcement this morning. We are so happy to say officially now, welcome to Mary Walters, my new co-host for Mornings on the Mall.
Thank you so much. So excited to be able to chat with everybody.
And just briefly, let me say, we've had a lot of great people coming in and helping us out during this time period. People like Vince Colonnaise and Jesse Jane Duff and Tony Schaefer and Tom Fitton. I mean, the list is as long as my arm, and as you know, I have very long arms. So we're very thankful to them, and we appreciate your help during this period. But welcome aboard, Mary.
Thank you. I have to tell you, it's been an honor to get the seat.
Well, good. We're glad to have you. You know, it used to be that we were taught the importance of reading and writing and arithmetic, and you know, writing is in the middle of that. And what do you learn when you learn to write? You learn the rules of grammar.
Yes.
And I want to tell you that there is now a theory that's being floated in some universities across this land that grammar is no longer necessary. And in fact, if you insist upon it, you are, in fact, a racist. That means that in high schools, if you accept this premise, then at high schools all across this country right now, and junior high schools and even elementary schools, teachers are going in each and every day and teaching a racist subject in English and correct grammar. And I just want to say, is grammar important anymore? If you have an opinion, 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. So let me just read this story that comes to us. Actually, you spotted up on Mary. Daily Caller has this story. An anti-racist poster in a college writing center insists that American grammar is racist and an unjust language structure. And they are promising to prioritize rhetoric over grammatical correctness. This was written by the director, staff, and tutors of the University of Washington Tacoma Writing Center. And they state in this poster that racism is the normal condition of things, and it permeates rules, system, expectations in courses and school and society. So in this school, they are saying that they will no longer insist upon proper grammar because to do so is to inflict racist rules of the road on people who are trying to communicate.
Here's the thing. If you had your own reality show and they would need subtitles on it, you're probably in trouble. All right? That's not racism. It's just ignorance. And then they wonder, and I wonder if this college is doing this, if this University of Washington is doing this, so that when these kids graduate and can't get a job because they can't speak English, they can just blame it on racism. And it's not their fault. It's not the university's fault. It's racism's fault.
Yeah, I come from Texas, and I will admit that we're already a little challenged sometimes when it comes to proper grammar. We don't speak so good at times. And I've had to work very hard to try to get to the point where my grammar met the standard of English.
Right.
And you know what? It is important. Ideas and words are important.
Yes.
And we need to have sort of a standard of English that people can all understand the same concepts and ideas. If everybody just makes up the rules of the road, and I don't agree with that grammatical construction, so I'm not going to use it. Well, it's anarchy, my friends. Anarchy is the next thing, because
dogs
we will no longer
cats.
Be
able... Cats are sleeping with dogs.
That's right. And we will no longer be able to effectively communicate the ideas. And, you know, words do matter.
Yeah.
The proper use of words do matter. And this is just, this is hooey. I don't know any, and that's a
hooey?
Good.
Hooey? This is hooey?
It's absolute hooey.
Is that you laying down the law, hooey?
It's me trying to be diplomatic, because the word that I would normally use for this is not one I can be used on the radio.
I love when Judge Judy can't understand somebody and she looks at them and then she goes, Bert, what did they just say? Because she can't understand them. Again, if your life needs subtitles, it's time to crack a book.
Peter in Fairfax Station, start us off. What do you think? Is this the end of the world as we know it?
Hey, Brian, Mary. Yeah, Brian, you're 100% right. Grammar is the unifying factor in our language, and without those standards, we will not be able to communicate as a nation, as a country, as an English-speaking people. And we are all, at the end of the day, guilty of making many, many mistakes, as probably a real English teacher would tell us.
Yeah, I know. And I mean, we're not perfect, but I mean, but don't we need to have some standards in place? I mean, I just think that the ideas a society needs to communicate one to the other, the elements of society need to be able to talk to one another, and there has to be a standard level of dialogue where
I agree.
Do that. Yeah,
more, it's like speaking two different languages in the same country.
That's right. Well, like going to Canada. It's 6:43 on WMAL. More of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Dr. Uprelia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. Here's a story I hear from patients almost every day. Doc, they say, my teeth are a mess. I have a mouthful of problems and it's stressful and embarrassing. I don't even know where to start. I usually smile and tell them, relax. Coming to Cascade Center was a great start. Here at the Cascade Center for Dental Health, we can give you full mount dental implants that look, function, and feel just like regular teeth. All in one office, with one doctor, and in many cases, in just one day. Saving both time and money. Rest easy. Our board-certified anesthesiologist will have you comfortably sleeping through the entire procedure. What the Cascade Center offers is experience. We handle hundreds of implant cases every year, even offering a 10-year guarantee on our work. This is an attractive, permanent solution to long-term dental problems. See our success stories at CascadesDental.com or call us at 866-25-SLEEP.
When it comes to guiding you to and through a successful retirement, at Financial Engines, what we don't do is almost as important as what we do. We don't work on commission. We don't judge. We don't tell you what we think you want to hear. And at Financial Engines, we don't use confusing financial speak or take a one-size-fits-all approach to financial planning. So what do? We start with your goals, your dreams, and your fears, and we help create your personalized path to the retirement you deserve. And now that the Mutual Fund Store and Financial Engines have joined forces, we have even more resources than ever to help you achieve your goals. Right now, for a limited time, get a free portfolio review by an experienced local advisor when you visit FinancialEngines.com or call today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
More of your calls straight ahead right now, 6:45, time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And what a morning it's been already. Started off in Loudoun County. Tough commute continues north on 28. If you're coming from Chantilly towards Sterling, it is almost back to Route 50. North on 28 from Chantilly to go to the toll road. That's where we have the closure. Accident investigation continues. We had a fatal overnight crash, unfortunately. A lot of activity still at the scene. Loudoun County Police say it still could take, they were saying, several hours to get this cleared, so I'm going to keep a close watch on that for you. Heading north out of Chantilly, you might want to think about 657 Centerville Road or 286 the Fairfax County Parkway. If you're coming southbound on 28, you are able to go south past the toll road and past the scene of the crash without any lane closures. 66 East in Manassas, crash on the shoulder. 270, just been about the volume for you this morning. Top side of the Beltway, crash involved a tanker truck. Still have the right lane of four blocked on the outer loop before you get to Connecticut Avenue. And for Metrorail, they continue to single track the red line trains between NoMa and Judiciary Square. So expect delays on the red line. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Taking it down today, but still a few degrees above normal. By about 10 degrees will be above normal this afternoon. Quite a bit of overcast around. We'll do about 58 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 45 degrees at 647. We're talking about this story out of Washington State, a college out there, University of Washington, Tacoma Writing Center, says, we don't care if you use good grammar. We're going to emphasize, this is a direct quote, the importance of rhetorical situations over grammatical correctness in the production of text. We promise to challenge conventional word choices and writing explanations. It's the end of the world as we know it. And now grammar is racist. If you insist upon correct grammar, you are a racist. Well, that's what it's come down to, folks.
It's my bugaboo, so I'm a racist. Pete sent us a message and said, common core grammar. If people know what you mean, that's good enough. We've all heard post-game interviews with college and pro athletes leaving us wondering what they just said.
Yeah, that's right. Keith and Reston, you're on with Brian and Mary Walter this morning. What do you say there, Keith?
Hey, good morning. I just see this as another attempt to break down American society, to say that what America stands for is not important. They want to turn us into Europe. And, you know, it's just ridiculous.
All right. Thank you for that, Keith.
He's right.
Yeah, he is right. Rick in Newmarket, very quickly get a couple more calls in. How are you doing, Rick? What do you think?
Good, thanks. You know, America is a patchwork of people. Mm-hmm. We're a quilt. We need a common thread to hold us together.
Exactly.
Or several common threads, one of which is our language. When we tear that apart, it is. It's the end of the world as we know it, as you just said.
It's very true.
All right. Thank you for that.
Advice, yep.
So, listen, Mary, what is your grammar bugaboo? What is the one thing that drives you crazy when you see it?
I have so many.
Well, give me one.
All right, so this past year, 2016, I spent learning the difference between who and whom and when to use the two. Mm-hmm. And the year before that was never ending a sentence in a preposition.
There. Well, now, there's an old joke about that. but I can't tell it. I'll have to.
Tell me off the air.
I'll tell you.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out if there's a way I could clean it up. I don't think there is. Okay, here's mine. Here's the thing that drives me nuts. Subject-verb agreement, in some cases, drives me crazy. And the one that you always hear, the one that drives me crazy is when you say, well, you know, the media is against Trump. No, the media are against Trump. Right. People look at the media and they think of it as a monolithic
one thing.
But it's not. It's many things. And so it's the media are. And that one drives me nuts. Everybody does it and everybody does it wrong.
When people sometimes use have instead of have, and I mentally scream, have is a helping verb, have is a helping verb. It makes me crazy.
Wait, that maybe should be another talker for another day. What is your grammar bugaboo?
It's like nails on a blackboard.
It's 6:50 on WMAL.
But resist, we much. We must and we will much about that be committed.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Right now, get as low as 0% APR financing on all new 2016 and 2017 models. Fitzgerald Hyundai in Gaithersburg. Visit GaithersburgHyundai.com today.
The Fitz way. There's just no better way to go.
Terms may vary by model. Excludes Genesis Coupe, Elantra GT, Sonata Hybrid, and Sonata Fez. In lieu of certain rebates, get the Hyundai Assurance with America's Best Warranty. A 10-year or 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. On approved credit through HMF. Not all buyers will qualify. Ends 2/28/2017. See dealer for details.
Did you see the recent Washington Post article that real estate commissions have dropped to an average of 5%? Well, we've been leading the way with lower commissions for years. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Our full-service hybrid model has saved our clients over $5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple. Real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
For over 36 years, I've prided myself on bringing out the very best smiles in my patients through general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental implants. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. But we're not just sedation dentistry. We offer services ranging from crowns and veneers to full smile makeovers. We also perform dental implant treatments, the new standard of care for teeth replacement and denture stabilization. From a single missing tooth to an entire set of teeth, dental implants restore your appearance, speech, oral health, comfort, and self-esteem. I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit. And with dental implants, we can also permanently stabilize your dentures, which means no more slippage or adhesives ever again. Smile big. Eat what you want. Make your appointment today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Hey, you'll see how your money's doing. Check in the news desk at CNBC. John Lesher is standing by. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Brian. A top official from the International Monetary Fund is warning against overreactions to the plans of President Trump's administration. David Lipton tells reporters in Berlin, quote, "We should all be calm and wait and see." The Federal Reserve is due to release the minutes from its January policy meeting on Wednesday. They might provide new insight on a possible interest rate hike in March. Fed Chief Janet Yellen indicated last week the central bank is likely to speed up the pace of rate raises if the job market remains healthy and inflation stays on track. The Fed will report today on Mid-Atlantic manufacturing in March. Investors are focused on retail sales. Home Depot posted a quarterly profit this morning. That's because more people are working and also spending more money to keep up their homes. But Macy's will likely be down in part because it may be for sale. I'm John Lesher, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this store of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 1832-65, consumeraccess.org.
It is 6:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 395 pushing through Shirlington now slowly. Crash blocks the right lane. Fire trucks, police at the scene here. 395 north before you head toward the Pentagon. 66 Manassas crash has been cleared for a while over to the shoulder. We have had a major problem this morning. Accident investigation continues. Loudoun County Police at the scene of this crash on 28 northbound. Shut down still at the toll road. Traffic being diverted onto the toll road eastbound. Or if you need to get out to the airport, you are able to get into those airport lanes. Delays back out of Chantilly from Route 50. South on 28, looks like we have a new accident. It's completely different. Southbound 28 before they get to the toll road, looks like we have a crash blocking one lane. 270, southbound 28 accident reported. And in the backups on the top side of the beltway that extend from Route 1 to Connecticut Avenue, finally crash cleared there. Crash at New Hampshire Avenue now reported. So take it easy this morning. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures will come down a bit today, but still staying about 10 degrees above normal. We'll get warmer again tomorrow and again on Thursday. Considerably cloudy, 58 this afternoon. Some fog later tonight, 46. Fog tomorrow morning, then partly cloudy, 67. Could crack 70 by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 45 degrees and it's 6:57.
Beep, 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 yeah.
All right, if you were just listening to Jamie's report, you know that there's bad traffic out there on Route 50, on 395, on the I-270 right now. If you're stuck in it, you're feeling miserable. Well, guess what? You have good reason to feel miserable. And the people who do studies of this thing are going to tell you something very interesting. New study comes out. You are in some of the worst traffic in the world.
Yay!
You are currently in some of the worst traffic in the world. According,
do we win anything?
No, you don't. No, it's not a prize. NRECS ranked 204 cities in the United States, and they found that in the United States, we have the sixth worst traffic in the country. The sixth worst traffic in the country. And that we lose a lot of productivity. We spend more than 11% of our trip in congestion. It costs drivers on average in the last year about $1,700 in lost productivity and pay. And it costs the city nearly $3 billion in direct and indirect costs. So, I mean, it has an impact on the economy when you have a lot of traffic. But you think, well, okay, sixth is pretty bad in the entire United States. But they also ranked cities around the world. And in the entire globe, on the planet Earth,
drum roll, please,
we have the 15th worst traffic in the world.
Not bad. Not too shabby. We keep working. We could be number one.
Well, listen to this. This is ranking 2016, which is, just last year. In 2015, we were 40th in the world. And now we have moved to 15th.
Tell you.
Come on, if we try a little harder.
Buckle down,
we can
people.
Be number
Come
one.
On.
That's right. And so, you know, this is a really quite something. And it costs you a lot of time during the year. It takes life out of your, it takes, you know, the congestion takes time out of your family life. It takes time out of your work life. It crushes productivity. And it's just infuriating.
This is
to
why
sit in.
You got to get the Metro working. Mass transit's a beautiful thing.
When it works.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You got to get it working.
And
obviously.
When it doesn't kill you. That's, you know,
well,
it'd be very good to have mass
down.
Transit that doesn't kill you would be a good thing.
Well, that
yes.
could definitely dampen your day.
That could ruin your whole day.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, a little bad traffic compared to dying
True.
On the metro is probably an acceptable.
But I think that would go a long way in helping to ease congestion.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm really surprised by this. And what I was really shocked about is how many hours a year you lose. I think the hour is something like 61 hours a year you lose. 61 hours of your life. Life gone each and every year because you are stuck in traffic.
Beep, 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 yeah.
That's no fun at all.
Cursing God and man.
That's right. Well, anyway, congratulations. Try a little harder. We'll see if we can get to be number one next year. Currently, coming up here in the next hour, we're going to be talking to Joe DeGeneva, and we'll talk to a documentary filmmaker about refugees and the problems they've had with them in Sweden. It's something that has caught the attention of the President of the United States. We'll talk to the producer of that documentary. It's 7 o'clock in the nation's capital. Let's hear some news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630.